This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. The US markets ended with solid gains and Asia has opened up with a positive bias this morning on expectations that progress could be made on the trade front between the United States and China. This after the US President Donald Trump said in a tweet on Thursday that he is set to meet the Chinese Vice Premier later today. Now, a positive outcome of the trade talks will give a leg up to global markets, though yesterday the Nifty resumed its decline after a short bounce that we saw in the previous trading session. The Nifty was led lower by underperformance of banking and financial services sector. IndusInd Bank declared its second quarter numbers, which saw the loan growth a little lower than what the street was working with, and also the asset quality continues to be a bit of a niggle for the bank. In yesterday's trading session, the stock in fact ended with a sharp cut. Now, poor earnings season domestically is likely to keep our markets in check. The crucial levels you're looking at on the Nifty is the 200 DMA. That comes in at around the 11,270. That could act as a near-term resistance, while the Nifty has bounced back from the 50 DMA, which is a little below the 11,100 mark, and that'll be the crucial support the bulls will be looking to defend. Well, stocks in focus today include IndusInd Bank, as brokerages have trimmed their earnings expectations for this year and they have also cut their target prices. Though most brokerages like HSBC, they maintain their buy rating, although they've cut their target price to around 1920 from around 2020 earlier. TCS will be the other big boy that will be reacting to its numbers. The numbers were a miss. The quarter two revenue growth, the margin and the profitability was weaker than estimate, and double-digit growth for FY20 is clearly unachievable now. Other stocks in the broader markets that we'll be looking at include South India Bank. CARE has revised its outlook from stable to negative, so keep an eye out on that smaller bank. And GM Breweries came out with its set of numbers. There was some growth on the top line, though margins did see a compression, which could put some pressure on the stock. This is Nigel, and you've been listening in to Market Buzz podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Here's wishing you a good trading day and a fantastic Friday.